Good evening, everyone. So Michael spoke on your sin and how you have to come to God and be honest about your sin. I'm going to speak on salvation and the wonderful word salvation. The dictionary, the word salvation in the dictionary says preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. And then you could kind of say the biblical definition of salvation is deliverance from sin, as Michael explained to us what sin is, and its consequences, believed by Christians to be brought about by faith in Christ. So there was a few verses I want to read that kind of illustrate this point. So we could turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. So I'll read the King James Version here, and then I also have the New Living Translation Version, but I'll start with the King James Version. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And then Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 in the New Living Translation is, there is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. So pretty well the same thing, but it's very obvious that to be saved, you have to have faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. And he will deliver us from our sins, as Michael explained to us. So another verse I want to turn to is in John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 6 is where I'm going to read from. So in John chapter 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus explaining to us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. That no man shall enter into heaven unless they come through him. Unless they trust in him and have faith in him, no man shall ever enter the kingdom of heaven. Ephesians will be the next one. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm going to read from verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So in our last verse we just read, we've seen that it's that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, that no man shall come to heaven comes through the Father, but through him. And it just illustrates right here that it's nothing that we can do that's going to save us. Doesn't matter if we, I don't know, do the dishes whenever we're young for our parents. We do good works. When we're older, it doesn't matter if we go to church every Sunday. That doesn't mean we're going to heaven. The only way you're going to heaven is trusting in the Lord Jesus and trusting that he has truly went to the cross for you, and he's died for you, and your sins will be forgiven. And I just have one more verse that I'm going to read from. Back in John, it's up on the wall here, John chapter 3. This is actually the verse that I came to know Jesus is my Savior. John chapter 3 and verse 16. This is the story that Michael was speaking about, with Nicodemus being the ruler of the Jews and him coming to Jesus, and Jesus explained that you need to be born again. Jesus says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I'm not a father, but I have a father, and I have a father-in-law, and many fathers around me that I'm pretty close with, and I could just see how much love they have in their heart for their son and son-in-law, I hope. So I could just, for God to send his son, knowing that he's going to the cross to die for sinners like me, and it's just wonderful that he did this. But he did this for us to have a relationship with him and for us to truly go to heaven. Yeah, so that's my message this evening. And Daryl's going to finish us off.